My guest at this time is retired U.S. Navy Captain Chuck Nash. He's also a Fox News military analyst. He's also an expert that we've turned to many times as it relates to Iran and their ongoing nuclear intentions. The headline today on that front is that yet another scientist, a high-ranking one, in fact, connected with the program, has been killed under mysterious circumstances. This time, motorcyclists with magnetic car bombs pulled up alongside, attached the bombs, the vehicle exploded, and the scientist was killed. He was the director of the uranium enrichment facility at the Natanz facility in central Iran. And Chuck, thanks very much for being with us.
Nice to be with you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, sir. This has been condemned officially by the State Department, but on the inside at the State Department, how do you think this is being reacted to?
Well, I think they're putting this in perspective with, by my count, there were three previous assassinations of nuclear scientists in Iran. So I think they're probably going to put that in perspective. I don't think the United States is involved in this. I think this is probably being done by a foreign government, or could actually be a little bit of intrigue in the Middle East. So I think most people will probably think, it's the Israelis, but it may be, it may not be. It could be the Saudis. There are lots of people who do not want to see Iran wind up with nuclear weapons.
How embarrassing is this for Iran that this keeps happening?
You know, the whole thing about job security as a nuclear scientist in Iran, you have to start questioning the value of that. This is just one of those things where there are several ways to fight warfare. There's kinetic warfare, there's cyber warfare, and then there is the unconventional warfare that we have seen experienced in Iran and Iraq, but there's also this covert warfare, and that is what we're seeing playing out in Iran.
Captain, in terms of the effectiveness, there was all this talk, of course, about a possible military option a number of years ago by the United States. Prime Minister Netanyahu in Israel has talked about it openly in the past year. At the same time, all of this seems to keep happening. Is this potentially just as effective as something like that without perhaps the repercussions that that type of strike would incur?
I think that where you actually go in kinetically and break things is probably the most important of them. There has the covert war with the assassinations, the embedding of the Stuxnet software and some other things, all on the covert side and the cyber side, are all attempts to avoid that outright kinetic event. Because once you get into the kinetic event, the rules are very clear. It is an act of war, and I think people are trying to avoid that while at the same time reduce the tension and reduce the capability of the Iranians to achieve that nuclear weapon status.
Is there any way to gauge whether or not these assassinations or the worms, the viruses that have been injected into the systems over there, are having the desired effect? Is it setting them back at a pace that we're comfortable with?
Well, that's where the intelligence folks have to try to earn their paychecks, because it's very difficult within Iran, because we have marginalized the principal Iranian opposition groups, and, you know, we're dealing at a real deficit here. So we have to take the human intelligence from countries that may have completely different agendas than do we. So it's very difficult. We've made it difficult on ourselves, and hopefully the administration and the State Department will wise up to that and start using some of the opposition.
You mentioned that you didn't think the United States was part of this, and obviously that would be consistent with the condemnation we saw from the State Department today. In this campaign, I believe Rick Santorum, if not more than that, on the campaign trail has said, I don't know if we're involved in things like this, but I sure hope we are. Should we be?
We should be doing everything we can to keep Iran from having nuclear weapons. And if people blanch at the fact that we could go and take out key members of those who are trying to put this together, they might want to think about the consequences should Iran get nuclear weapons and the massive devastation that could be caused from that act. So if one or two or 10 or 20 key people wind up getting taken out and it saves the lives of tens of thousands, people can make that trade in with their own conscience.
If Israel is not part of this, or even if they are, I guess, what is their calculation, do you think, on when and if to move to other tactics like the strike that has actually been publicly mentioned?
I think if the Israelis get firm knowledge that the Iranians are about to construct a nuclear weapon, that they will have no choice but to move. And we have not taken military strikes off the table either. So all of this is prelude to hopefully a regime change in Iran, which would significantly defuse this situation, because a new regime coming into Iran that forswore nuclear weapons would be such a huge relief for the entire world that government would achieve instant notoriety and broad support from the world community. But if that regime stays in place, I'm afraid that it's going nowhere good.
Captain, we've seen a couple of attempted revolts in Iran. They've been squelched pretty quickly. They have not lasted as long as the revolts in some of these other countries in the region in the so-called Arab Spring. Do you feel like we still are close to some sort of uprising, some sort of movement that would actually succeed?
Greg, there is intense hatred of the regime by the people of Iran. Iran is actually a pro-U.S. population. So if those people could throw off the yoke of that regime, they would do it. Yet we, the United States, have the Mujahideen Khalq, which is the largest opposition group to the Iranian regime. We are holding them on our foreign terrorist organization list to use that as a bargaining chip with this regime. So if we want to really get busy and not use military kinetic options and avoid all of this nastiness, maybe we ought to start using the people who want to overthrow their own government.
Last question before we let you go, Captain. Just today, Senators Lindsey Graham and Joe Lieberman introducing a resolution that would essentially forbid containment of a nuclear Iran as an official policy. In other words, banning the government from accepting a nuclear Iran as a reality. Obviously, the foreign policy arena is kind of the purview of the executive branch. Does that have any teeth whatsoever, as far as you can tell?
No, I don't think it does, because as you point out, it is the executive branch. It is the president who makes that call. But it would be a compelling statement, because the thing is, it recognizes deterrence works with a rational actor. If you are irrational, there is no deterrence.
Important words to ponder as we leave it there. Captain, thank you very much for your time today.
My pleasure, Greg.
Retired U.S. Navy Captain Chuck Nash. He's a Fox News military analyst. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.